Morning, this is Jeff.
Coach, how are you?
I'm well. How are you guys?
Doing well.
Happy holidays.
You too. The last time these teams faced, the Rams' running game seemed to be struggling. It looks as if you guys have gotten on top of that better. Are you happier with what you're getting from that aspect of the offense?
Well, yeah, you know, I think I was told that since the Thursday night game, over these seven games, we're averaging 31 attempts for 152 yards and a 4.9 average. So I'd say there's been significant improvement. But, I mean, you know, you have to continue that week after week.
Talk a little bit about Robert Quinn and what he's his evolution in the last few years and what he means to defense.
Well, this is his third year, second year in our defense, and you know he's doing a great job week to week. You know, he works very hard on the practice field. He spends a lot of time studying. He's very athletic, and you know he can corner very well. And we've been especially pleased with his effort, you know, against the run. You know, most people, when they think of him, they think he's, well, a sack master or something like that, but he's a good run defender, too. So happy for him and the way he's playing.
When you say corner very well, you mean kind of come around that corner off that left tackle?
Yes.
But is that, when you look at Joe Staley, the 49ers left tackle, is that what he does particularly well, is get out to that corner and kind of thwart speed rushers?
Yeah, I mean, Joe handles everybody every week. He's one of the top tackles in the league, and you know, not only from a pass protection standpoint, but also he's an outstanding run blocker.
Jeff, how different might San Francisco's offense look with the addition of Michael Crabtree this week after they made some strides in the passing game on Monday night?
Well, it gives them additional weapon. Michael's an outstanding player. You know, we hope he maybe wait another week, but you know, it just gives the offense another weapon, and you know, it creates problems for you defensively.
Jeff is a long-term secondary guy. At least in coverage, Dante Whitner, the stats bear out, and I guess kind of the eye test that bears out that he's been much better this year. I guess, you know, people saying he's having his best season in coverage. He's known, you know, as a, you know, for his run stopping and his big hitting, but I don't know if you can comment on that at all as far as the way he may have developed that part of his game.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's having a Pro Bowl year at the position. And you credit the staff because that's, you know, that happens year after year there. And yeah, he's an outstanding, he's got great ball skills and can run and hit, smart. You know, he doesn't make any mistakes. He doesn't take any false steps. You know, he plays in the system. And yeah, they're very fortunate to have, it's a talented duo there. I'm really impressed with how Reed's coming on as well.
How much of the offense has changed with the emergence of Zach Stacy at the running back?
Well, I mean, you know, early in the year we got behind. We had to throw it. We've been able to, you know, at least run the football and take the pressure off of Kellen. You know, we haven't thrown the ball a whole lot in the last couple of weeks, and we scored 8 points, which is hard to do, but you know, we're taking the pressure off Kellen. Kellen's making the plays, but Zach's a good football player. He's hard to get down. He's decisive, and you know, he's a powerful runner for his size.
Jeff, well, probably later in the week, before you know his status and the other two guys who had concussion-like symptoms.
Yes, yeah, it'll be later in the week.
Okay.
How do you guys prepare for Crabtree? I mean, do you have to go into the week thinking that he might this might be his debut against the Rams?
Well, we're expecting him to play. So you go back and look, you know, before the injury, and
you know, he's never been paired with Anquan Boldin to this point. Does that present a challenge for a team just kind of projecting how they might use those two receivers in concert?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, it's hard to say. It's hard for us to predict how the 49ers offense and their staff is going to utilize him this week, but we have to be prepared for everything.
Jeff, have you ever had a guy come up with an injury like that so quickly? And what physically do you think a wide receiver coming off an Achilles he tore in May can have on a game, on a team?
I'm sorry, could you restate that?
Yeah, have you ever had a player, a wide receiver, come off an injury like that? And what kind of impact do you think a wide receiver who tore his Achilles in May, what kind of impact can he have on a game this soon after that kind of injury?
Well, certainly you're not going to play the player unless he's fit to play and 100% recovered from the surgery. But people come back from Achilles all the time. I mean, we had an Achilles in May and at the receiver position, and the player came back to full speed, you know, a month ago.
Jeff, obviously it wasn't that long ago. The NFC West had some nicknames, you know, NFC Worst and all that. Obviously things have changed pretty significantly in the last couple of years. I mean, I don't know if you may be biased, but I mean, do you think it's fair to say this is the toughest division in football?
Well, I think you have to ask those people outside the division that are lining up and playing us week after week after week.
Yeah.
You know, but I think you make the case with as well as anytime you get a team with one of the best records of ball at the top of your division and you got two other teams with winning records, I think you compare the records right now to any other division. And, you know, by no means is there any comparison.
Jeff, I know you guys have played a couple times since, but that tie game at Candlestick, does that still sort of feel like fresh in your mind because it was such an odd case where both teams missed field goals in overtime and you guys left like with feeling like you missed an opportunity?
Well, I mean, that's, you know, you referred to a game that took place last year as our first matchup, as you said. And yeah, I mean, you know, if we're discussing that game, I think both teams felt frustrated. Both teams had opportunities, but you know, we played obviously twice since. You know, we didn't play as particularly well on Thursday against them. They did, and so you can see how every game is different. Every time we match up, there's in all likelihood a different type of outcome.
Can you talk a little about Tavon Austin? And obviously he got some award this week for his special teams efforts. Is it a case of you guys learning, how to use him on offense, on special teams, or, you know, him just getting more accustomed to the NFL game, or probably a little of both?
Well, he's been productive for us since early in the season. Unfortunately for him and for us, we had one punt return called back for a touchdown against the Cowboys. He had numerous other returns that were penalized for whatever reason. And as of late, I think we're doing a better job with him in the return schemes. Being penalty free is really very important to us. You know, his supporting cast has a great deal of confidence in him. And they like working for him, which is usually the case when you have a returner like that. Offensively, we've just been fortunate to, at times to get the ball to him in space. You know, he had a long touchdown pass call back against Carolina. We missed him a couple weeks ago. He got on top of Tennessee, and so he's just he's an outstanding young man. He's fun to coach. He loves the game, and if he could, he'd play every position on the team.
Jeff, I think that might be it.
Hey, well, thanks so much. You guys enjoy the Thanksgiving. We'll see you this weekend.
All right, you too. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jeff. See you.